A reminder from the NAACP. Make your voice heard and vote April 1st.
Overnight, a flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. arrived in Venezuela. That flight accepted by the Venezuelan government, but deportation flights for suspected gang members to El Salvador continue to get scrutiny from a federal judge who wants to know if the Trump administration defied his order. Border czar Tom Homan told ABC, no.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been assured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these Venezuelans are members of TDA.
There's a hearing set for today. Another round of talks underway in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, looking for a framework to end the war in Ukraine. Severe storms impacted the South. 70 reports of damaging hail from Texas to Tennessee. And DNA testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy, saying it'll stay open. Over the weekend, California's attorney general reminded people of their rights to delete their genetic information. This is ABC News. It was a day of cautious optimism in Rome and at the Vatican. Pope Francis released from a hospital on Sunday, says ABC's Inez de la Catera.
After weeks of waiting and worry, the moment so many had been praying for. Pope Francis appearing in a wheelchair from a balcony at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, waving and smiling. His first public appearance since he was first hospitalized 5 weeks ago. The 88-year-old leader to over 1 billion Catholics worldwide addressing the crowd gathered below, his voice weakened. The Pope then discharged.
It's unclear if he will preside at Easter Mass. Mia Love, the first black woman elected to the House as a Republican, has died. She represented Utah for 4 years. Love was 49. For the second time in a week, a flight from the U.S. to China was delayed. The issue, one of the pilots forgot their passport. That flight had to divert to San Francisco. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Puck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy, sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden, looking, firing, save me!
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it kind of was everybody on the bench. It was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kay will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy November 29th.
Yeah.
Got some tracking snow for the deer hunters.
Looks cold. It is cold. It is icky out. Yes.
From my meteorological school days, icky is the key word today. Sidewalks are covered in ice and it's just... Don't mean to discourage you folks. So get up, get out, and get after them. We used to say that all the time. Get up, get out, and get after it.
I don't know, but...
Sounds like a Euchre thing.
It does.
Euchre used to say, get up, get out of here.
Yeah. All right. Well, hello.
Hi, John. It's nice to be back.
Is it though?
Yeah, right. Thank you, Todd.
How was Chernobyl?
Yeah. It was fun.
You got a little sun.
I did. Got a lot of sun.
When they have those signs that say high radiation, don't open the door. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Wrong place. Yeah. It's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah. But you said you had a great time, which is awesome.
I did. You know, I was telling some people.
Somebody who had little reservations heading in.
Big time apprehension. And I was telling people, I actually talked to the customer service agent on the ship because we went on a cruise. And I said, we even did a survey and it was mixed reviews, right? People go, don't go. I tell you what, I am 100% in the corner of cruises.
That's awesome.
I absolutely loved it. Everything about it.
No seasickness?
Nope. The room, the food, the entertainment. I mean, we saw that they had the musical Cats on there. There was ice skating show. There was some music theater, the comedians, some great bands. They had a band like Dennis's band.
Just Glam band?
Throwback.
Yeah, just a throwback, yeah. 80s band. And you know, people are, what?
Well.
Which is so funny.
Well, it's go through the list of things again that they had.
Well, the musical Cats.
Right. What? Go on.
And then the ice skating show.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I thought it was great.
No, I just.
What's so?
I just think that, yes, that stuff that you would absolutely enjoy. And then I'm thinking of Mino on a cruise ship with an ice skating show.
Well, it was free drinks, John.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I was surprised how much you said if you wanted that all-inclusive was, though.
The drink packages are expensive.
$160 a day. So if you have two people, over $300 just to drink.
Yeah. Some people, I think they lost money on. You know, just people are, I think that was 160. I think it was 160.
You allowed to bring it like.
No. It was great. The customer service was unbelievable.
You don't know what I was even going to ask.
Bring on your own liquor?
Yeah.
Why would you?
So you don't have to pay $160 a day?
Can you? Because you have to go through customs.
Yeah, I don't
can
know.
You bring that in?
I don't know.
And customs leaving was great. I mean, of course, customs is on the boat because once you get off the boat, you can get in a car. So, but it was great. I mean, everything about it. We went to Jamaica, to Haiti, and of course the Bahamas. But it was all good. The weather was great. People were so friendly. They live on tourism, though. They will tell you that.
Those countries?
Yep. They will tell you that. Like, what is your main industry here? You know, doesn't everybody ask that? But it's tourism, 100%, and they know it. And I don't know, it's amazing for $20, you know, this guy gave us a walking tour, you know, kind of off the beaten path. That was great.
Isn't that a shame, though? Don't you feel this way?
Oh, my God.
I found the old videos from when we went to Jamaica in, like, mid-90s, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's changed a heck of a lot.
And that's what I was going to say, and it brought back memories. I remember the one day I was going to go out and go for a walk or jogging or something, beautiful, you know, sunny morning, and I went outside the gates, and I did not go far, and I turned around. Yep. It's like it's a shame. The most beautiful, beautiful place on the face of the earth that you have such unbelievable poverty, wasn't it?
And when Jamaica, that's a good example, because when you get off there, there's a place for like a tourism for the ships, but to go outside of that area is, and that's why this guy walking tour, and you know, we went to the Catholic church, went to the school, went to the library, went to where the fishing is, and it's poverty,
abject poverty.
200 yards away is,
that's what I mean,
pretty good wealth. So
why, I mean, that's why haven't
they'd revolt
something.
I would
something.
But they're appreciative. I mean, they're just thank you, you know, this and that. And, yeah.
But I remember one time the went on one of those tours, or whatever, and the girl, the tour guide, you know, Jamaican girl, cute young lady, yada yada yada, and we're gonna stop at a place. Yeah, aren't they? And they're great. And she said, I'm gonna go say hello to my auntie or something like that at one of the. She lives just, and you know, here she leaves this, you know, totally 100% free, and it was like a shack. Oh, she was visiting her.
Guy walked us by his house, and I don't know if he wanted to increase his tip, but six kids.
Yeah.
Like, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I mean. It's like, that's where she's from, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. But again.
And it means such. It's either have or have not. No. It's almost like there's no, like, in-between sort of thing.
I didn't really see any haves where we were.
Inside the gates, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was just everything. Those cruise ships.
How's the food?
The food was great. And we took a tour of the galley where they make all the food, you know, 6,000 dinners they have to make, you know, a night, and bakeries, and
you know what's funny though,
the head chef, the executive chef who runs the whole ship, came and talked. He was great. I mean, that's a good job. They you sign a 7-month contract. So if you want to go, because I said, you know, I'm thinking to Donna.
Dennis was saying they don't pay much. Hey, Todd.
No.
When Dennis was
maybe
here
not
last
right.
Dennis Peters.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the entertainers.
But, okay, they're on the cruise ship. They get everything. They get.
I know. That's why I think it's almost one of those kind of
things.
That's
got to be. That's,
take a break. Hey, let's spend 6 months on a cruise.
That's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, the entertainment I thought was great. Just everything about it. The food. Yeah. And they have this place with buffets, which we went to a couple times, you know, and that's always tons of food there. And then there's restaurants you can eat at. And I was just. I would do that again.
So how was the incident? You heard about that, right?
What's that?
We're getting reports all week. You didn't hear about that?
No, I was off.
I mean, we announced the report. I mean, we got reports.
With breaking news, yeah.
Breaking news. You were detained.
No, I don't think so.
Had your passport confiscated for a while.
Something about a shuffleboard incident.
Incident at a shuffleboard tournament on deck. You get into it with a guy over a shuffleboard thing. You said his thing was on the line. He said it wasn't. You went after him.
Shoved a puck in his face.
Knocked out his dentures.
Different Jim Schmidt. No. I was good.
That's just what we heard.
No.
We heard. No. Yeah.
The only.
We heard you were detained in Haiti.
Yeah.
We heard something about you were upset about the quality of the linens.
Uh-huh.
No.
We heard. Okay. They, is it true? Is
every,
it true about
every
this?
Day they come in, there's a guy that takes care of you. He's got certain rooms and.
They just said one of the ways you got caught is that the linens were so thick you couldn't get your suitcase closed. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's the old Yogi Berra story.
Yes.
You ever hear that one?
The pillows were so fluffy.
Yeah, they
right?
asked Yogi how, you know, hey, what are the hotels like? Oh, man, we'd go to Chicago. This one, the Palmer House. I'm not kidding you. The towels were so thick and fluffy, you couldn't even get your suitcase closed.
I could hardly get my suitcase closed. No, they, I have nothing negative to say about
that's awesome.
It. And there's plenty of areas. There's a lot. I tell you what I was surprised about. There's a lot of families on there.
Kids,
you know, high school kids, but with their parents.
Is it a spring break kind of thing?
Yep, that's what it was.
That's what I was going to ask, too.
It was spring break.
How are they?
And they, well, they weren't the spring breakers that you think of. Like,
okay.
We've been to some other places in spring break, and it's college kids.
Yeah.
And, but no, that wasn't what they attracted there. It was old people, old white people like me, and then a lot of families that run spring
break. You know
what's
funny? I've been watching this show. It's so. I'm a little disappointed, but it's a very big show. 1923 it's called. Okay. It's a spinoff from Yellowstone. It's a trilogy going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going back to where like Harrison Ford Harrison Ford plays the father to Kevin Costner. Okay.
Yeah.
So this would be like the grandfather to Harrison Ford type thing. Or yada yada yada. Moving over from Europe, the whole thing, okay?
Yep.
In the show. And they got the lady is going by herself and she's in steerage. And it's like, wow, you're in amongst us. And my grandma, when she came over, was pregnant. She had two kids born in Italy, okay? And she was pregnant, I think, with my mom coming over.
Really?
From Italy. In steerage, two little kids and pregnant. And they showed that. If that's a true representation of what it's like, my God, these poor people moving over from those countries in that time.
That is probably true, more true than not.
Yeah.
You know, my brother knows the story better. My great-great-great-grandfather came over when he was four, you know, and just on those ships in the galley, they weren't like in first-class cabin.
Yeah. And they're like all together.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like.
Can you imagine going to the bathroom and everything?
Yeah. And with two little kids and being pregnant?
Yeah, that's, wow.
And she was sick the whole time, I guess?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just to get here, what you think about some of those people over the years.
And how we got it now.
Yeah. What we complain about now.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know if you're with me on this, but I'm asking Todd for half the money back that we donated.
I came in this morning. I'm like, it's not so bad.
You didn't get a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. So, I mean, if we had known, like I said, that he was a living chia pet.
Yeah. We wouldn't have given you all that money.
So my wonderful son, Dom... Who always thinks of unique and wonderful ways to help me celebrate my birthday and really, really hammer in how old I am. My daughter Amber does it too. But anyway, so he calls me Saturday or Friday, whatever. He goes, hey, I've got your birthday present. I said, you don't have to. No, he said, I've got it. He said, I just picked it up. I'm going to bring it over. I'm like, okay. So he had the chefs at the Union Hotel.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Home make a special coconut cream pie.
Wow.
So I brought a piece in for Todd today.
So because he was looking out for you, it was one slice?
Oh, no. It was the whole pie. It was the whole pie. Okay. And on the counter over there is the last remnants of that pie. I brought in a piece. I put in one of those really good Tupperware things that you give me with the seal things. Yeah. I saved it with the glass. Keeps for fresh. One reason why. Because I gave that to Todd because I know he loves coconut cream pie, and it's the best I've ever tasted. And I didn't want to go to my grave saying to myself, why did you eat an entire pie? An entire pie in about 42 hours, maybe over a weekend. Why did you eat an entire pie by yourself? What's wrong
with
you?
That had to be a pretty good weekend for you, though. Cream coconut pie and basketball. I bet you were living the dream.
Heaven.
It was phenomenal. Right. Best weekend of my life. We're going to send a quick break. We got a full lineup for you.
Gizmo,
Frank Hermans, Brittany talking about what's going on. A lot of great stuff. Back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments.
as many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Love this song, 99 Loop Balloons, 1984.
She is
1980. Yeah, four.
I'll look it up.
What is this?
99 Loop Balloons. It's done in two versions, German and American.
Huh.
99 Loop Balloons. I love this song.
Okay, all right.
Huh?
Why are we playing this one?
I don't know, but I like it.
She got a birthday today. She is 65.
Oh, nice.
I saw it was Houdini's birthday.
Nice,
when
nice,
I saw
nice.
That, I thought...
Nina, one-hit wonder.
So what year did you say?
84.
83 and 84, yes.
Okay. All right.
What's Germany first?
What's that?
I said it came out in West Germany first in 1983, and then the UK and United States in 84.
With the American version.
Yeah.
To start out with the German version, then she did an American version.
Yep.
Yeah. That was it, I think, though, huh? And that was, like, during the era of when MTV or music videos were first starting.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it's something that, like, we could shoot, sort of. I mean, you know what I mean? You'd think these new effects that were coming out back in the day, you're doing these kind of things. So, yeah. Nina. So, anyway, it's if you haven't been outside, folks, it is not nice. 30 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. Sidewalks are very, very slippery. Why? Have you ever seen a two-week span where everything is just ice? You know what I mean?
Not even nice to melt today.
Ice. I don't know.
Well, high of 40 today.
Okay.
Snow changing to rain later on today. So,
man, it's just been.
And the further north I came on 41, the worse the highway got. And then when I got into town here, it was not good.
Hey, we got another top craft pick coming in.
We do. Our
those
friends
have
from
been so fun.
Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh coming in today.
Awesome. Fantastic.
We've got to make a road trip.
I'm not even joking about this. We're going to go to
Thursday?
Every single one. We're going to stop at every one of these breweries. Our friend from Dale, the town of Dale.
Yes. Tavia.
She's awesome.
Right.
We had the great folks here from the Duck Creek Denmark Brewery the other day.
Yep. On Friday.
And we had a great time with that.
We got to map that out, though. We can't do that all in one day.
No. But I want to stop at every single one. Not even a question.
Then you can vote, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? I got to tell you something, too. So we had Dennis here, Dennis Peters, and it was a very dramatic, or not dramatic, very emotional time with him last week. And Susie, who's one of my all-time great friends from the Duck Creek Winery, which is a wonderful place in Denmark, she gave Dennis a bottle of, I think it was caramel-flavored bourbon?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Wow. And gave me this bottle of vodka. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis and I, before we left, we both said, "Don't. We're not allowed to open it. We're saving it for his remission party."
Oh, good.
Yep.
All right.
So there you go.
I like that idea.
Yes. So we're not opening it until then.
Okay.
All right.
That is worth celebrating.
Yes.
That would be great. Okay.
Monday morning here, as I mentioned, it is not nice out, but it is, ironically, cocktail day, cheesesteak day, chocolate-covered raisin day. Not a fan, you?
Yeah. Yep. I'm okay with those. I'm not going to.
Not my favorite. But I mean, like raisins and I like chocolate
if you
for
were
some
a kid,
reason.
But
if
you, they got, were there. You got your dime.
Yep.
And you're standing at the counter.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy all the different things you could have? Who would buy chocolate-covered raisins?
Yeah. You get the most for a dime. That's why I'd buy them.
Well, but you know what I mean, though? No, it's one of those things where it's like.
But if they're on the table, I don't know.
No.
If they're hanging out, I'm having some.
Right.
But yeah.
Nothing worse if you think they're chocolate-covered peanuts and they're chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would take chocolate-covered cashews or something over raisins.
Yeah. But, yeah. Not even a question. National Cleaning Week. Okay, I adhere to that one all the time.
Yes, it's just day for you.
Every day is National Cleaning Week. Peyton Manning is 48. Tommy Hilfiger is 74. Jim Parsons.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Yep. Oh. Who has there ever been a person, when you see them then in a talk show, who's, isn't it amazing how he is versus his character?
Right, yeah.
It's amazing. Same thing. Nina, 65. We've got Brittany Merlot coming up. Our meteorologist talking about the crazy things going on out there in the world of weather right now. Of course, she's probably digging this because it's, you know, get back out of the cross-country skis a little longer or something.
Likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's ask her about, you know, what are we, 38 days out from the draft? I wonder if she can look that far ahead. Remember we asked her last time? She's like, eh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But maybe 30 days,
she,
right?
I mean, a general thing I think she gave us. Didn't she at one time or not?
I'm not
for
sure.
For like that week of the year.
Pretty much.
History.
It's going to get, you know.
It could be either way.
Later in the morning.
It could be 75 and sunny, or it could be 33 degrees.
But we should probably have an idea now, don't you think?
Well, just, through historically, what generally, what's the normal high? They've got that.
Well, they got 30-day forecasts.
Yeah.
For sure they do.
They could probably look
at. Actually, we could do it.
The streams and all that kind of stuff.
The Gulf streams.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan streamers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be a Saskatchewan screamer.
What is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Screamer or screamer? Yeah.
Screamer.
Is it?
Saskatchewan screamer. I'll get Chandick on the line right
sure.
now. Yeah, he used that. Yep, Saskatchewan screamer. What? Let's ask her when she's on.
Yeah.
I knew this lady from Canada.
727.
All right, sorry. Katie Hess, Autism Society. Very cool. Tell me more about that, Todd.
April is Autism Acceptance Month in April. Yep. And so she's going to talk a little bit about what we can do on an everyday basis to help support that.
And I think we can take some pride in that as a state. I think Wisconsin steps up on that. You know, you look at what's around. And I had a friend of mine whose kid had autism and still does. And he just thought Wisconsin was great compared to the other couple states he lived in. So I think that's true. And that'd be interesting to hear what more we can do.
You would have, I'll tell you what, the one guest you really missed out on was the gentleman we had the other day, Marty Schreiber, former governor.
Yeah.
You would have really, you would have, this guy, I'll tell you what, he's 85 and he acts like he's about 35.
Yep. He was giving Mino so much crap.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome.
He was great.
But a nice gentleman and a
super
wonderful story that he's sharing in that book,
His
My Two Elaines.
Book is, and he admits too, he says, you know what? I went to that crutch that every caretaker goes to a lot of times with the alcohol and different things. And it's really, and he told us that his wife, you know, I mean, what you deal with as a caretaker for Alzheimer's, talked about his wife that one day. She says, I'm sorry, what did she say?
She said, I think I'm beginning to love you more than my own husband.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's where he says my two Eileen. You know what I mean? Two different.
Wow.
And he took care of her the whole time. It's really something.
I will say that's scary because once you're in that world, it's difficult to do things, right? I mean, just. But we were talking about this when we were traveling, and you really want to stay healthy because. You know, the people with the wheel, the scooter thing.
Yeah.
Somebody, a lady backed over Donna's foot.
No, really?
Oh, no.
Ouch.
It did, too. It kind of was black. It was.
Wow. Well, those are heavy,
Yeah, they are. And I think that wasn't maybe her regular one, or did she have looked at the mirrors or something? Anyway, but it'd be nice to just stay healthy, right? Because then you can enjoy life so much more. But this, autism, Alzheimer's, those are things you can't really control.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
Yeah, we got a full house coming up. Frank Herman's, Gizmo, Sturgeon Spirits, Katie Hess, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Knowing your carbon footprint, for dairy producers, that could mean extra money in your pocket. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Carbon Crops and Cows program presented this week by professional dairy producers. It's a farmer-focused event designed to give the dairy producers that attend the tools and knowledge to measure and manage their farm's sustainability metrics. That also helps you understand opportunities in the marketplace. Shelley Myers, executive director of Professional Dairy Producers, and explains they're now approaching Tier 2 information with encouragement from the food industry.
Tier 2, if they're part of the Nestle Milk Shed, they can choose independently themselves if they want to share their number. And there may be cost share, likely be cost share for them to do some of those things that are on their wish list that could really ultimately measure to, it could be like advancing manure storage or tillage, new tillage equipment, or planting different cover crops, or anything that would help with cow comfort and increasing. It's what sustainability really is, and we know this as farmers, is efficiency and taking care of things better so that we can produce more with less.
Shelley Meyer with the Professional Dairy Producers. They are holding two educational events this week. Tomorrow at Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Kewaunee, and Wednesday at Compere Financial's head office in Sun Prairie. Programs run from 10 until 3. Find more at the Professional Dairy Producers website. That's pdpw.org. Markets are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 155. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and three quarters at 160 and a quarter. The AA butter gained three quarters of a cent, finished the week at 230 and a quarter per pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down eight at 1680. May is down a nickel, 1709. Currently, May corn is down a penny, 463. December, down a penny, 450. May soybeans are down three at 10.06. November down 2.5 at 10.05. And July wheat right now down three at 5.71 a bushel. There's a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Monday trade session, more available now, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Susan Crawford was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway. Letter carriers with the U.S. Postal Service gathered for a rally in Green Bay Sunday. They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate. There are plans for more demonstrations in the future. An Oshkosh North high school senior is named the 2025 Mr. Basketball by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Xavion Mitchell is among the few players selected to be on first-team All-State by the WBCA for all 4 years of his high school career. He's a two-time Player of the Year in the Fox Valley Association. He helped the Oshkosh North Spartans to the Division I state tournament this season, where, unfortunately, the Spartans fell to Wisconsin Lutheran in the semifinals in a heartbreaking 58-57 loss on Friday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The Mayor is back in the house, coming off his worldwide tour. And he did get his visa back. He got a... He did get his passport back, which is good. How was that ride on that little thing they took you off, when they took you off the ship to the constable place, that little dinghy?
The little heart.
Little dinghy. I also wanted to ride one of those. Yeah. That looked cool. But anyway, hey, Brittany Merlot is with us. Brittany, good morning. Thank you for this beautiful
weather
Monday, late March weather.
Oh, good morning. I'm so sorry about that. My bad. I got hit worse, if it makes you feel better.
You what?
Oh, yeah.
I got hit way worse. Oh, way bad. Feel better. We've got about 8 inches on the ground. Yeah. This
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is bad.
Did you see that coming?
It's like heavy, wet, slushy stuff that just froze right over. Yeah, I mean, cars can barely get through it. If you don't have four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, it's a problem.
Whatever you had, that's what we got to. The plow just went by here, which is great. But they're not plowing snow. They're plowing ice.
Yeah.
It's everything is ice around here.
It is.
So you got 8 inches
of below freezing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's going to warm up, right? This is going to melt. Do we need to shovel today?
How much did you get? You got about 2-3 inches out there right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I would probably shovel it and throw some salt down just to be safe.
But I don't think it's
the
type
40 today.
I don't think it's the type you can get down to like the cement. I think there's that coating, that layer of ice first that has to melt before you can get rid of it. You can't just shovel that up.
But she just said that just throw salt over that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right now.
No, you're right. That ice
if anybody
is on
thinks
there.
They're go out right now and clear off their walk, good luck with that.
Not with the broom this time.
Yeah.
That is heavy
or
snow,
the leaf
though.
Blower.
No.
It's like, you know what you need today? What do you need today?
I know you need one of those flamethrowers.
You need a Mino flamethrower.
That's right.
Yes.
Remember that? Yes.
Absolutely.
I would love to see that.
I'm going
to
make you one.
I would use it all the time.
Listen,
I'd go to everyone's driveway and help
I'm
them.
I'm not even joking about this, Brittany. I'm going to give you a dual action one, okay? So you're going to have two tanks. You're going to have one on each side, all right? And I'm going to have them set so they converge to the same general area. So you'll have probably a
on your face.
You have a 14-inch wide section of flame, of hot burning flame out of propane. Uh-oh. Is going to melt your driveway like you can't believe. It's going to be on wheels, okay? I'm putting on wheels, and you have the two torches perfect. There, and you're going to just go up and down, and all these other people throwing salt and doing all this stuff and scraping. And they chipping. Got it. Honey, can we go into the mall now? No, I don't have the ice scraped up yet, Martha. Get the hell back in the house. And he's up there, and it's like, watch out for your hip. I know I got a bad hip, but I don't want you going on your butt. He's out there scraping. And then you're next to her.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you get something like he's got? Yeah. So I'm just telling you.
All right, I want to see a video. Yeah. Video. Yeah. Video.
I'm going to do this. I'm not even joking. I'm going to do this.
I think you will. I wonder if Brittany will. That's my question.
I would. Okay. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany. So, Brittany, you're Jim welcome. Was asking a good question a little while ago. We are like, I mean, we've 30. Said we've been on the clock for a while. We're now, what, a month away from the draft? 30 days, 32 days?
Especially if you look at that
40 days.
If you look at that
some days,
but if you look at that Monday, that's really the start. Even though they, because when the day is
that's everybody good start coming in to do everything.
That's 4 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh my gosh, that is right around the corner, you guys.
Yeah,
it is. We're just wondering how accurate the weather forecast is, the 30-day forecast,
or the history even of that week.
probably not accurate at all, but you know, I can give you a general. Usually we're about in those low 50s, but we have seen spikes going up into the 60s that week.
Well, that'd be perfect.
Rain at some
phenomenal.
Point.
Phenomenal.
Really? Yeah, is that what it shows for 2025? Is that we're going to be in the 50s in 30 days?
It doesn't. I haven't looked exactly what it's going to show. I have not looked exactly. But I looked back on the past. The past 5-6 years, what it looked like that week. There's usually a day or two of some scattered showers or thunderstorms, and then we're usually sitting in the low 50s, but a couple of those years we have been in the mid-60s. I think one year we hit even 70 degrees that week as well. So we have that potential to be nice and summery feel, or we could have that spring rain, but I didn't see any snow in there.
But I mean, that is the case. I mean, the NFL people have to be looking at, if they're in town here and they're looking out the window, it's like, we're 30 days away, and I got a foot of ice in front of me here
and
on the sidewalk.
And we got build the stage. It's not like it's, there's a lot to do before that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But generally, when's Easter? We haven't had Easter yet, have we?
No. We're in Lent.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
So that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. It's usually, the middle of April?
Well, it depends on that.
I think
there's
so.
A lot that
but,
goes
I mean,
into
we,
that.
We've had a lot of nice April days, though. Right? I mean, you know what I mean? Easter-type days. So, I mean, it could be 40, high 40s, 50s,
Easter
60s even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we could have that.
Absolutely.
But yeah. It is.
I mean, I would plan for sure for the week of the draft to be at least in the low 50s. That would probably be the coldest we're probably going to be at that point. And probably warmer, honestly. So,
Brittany, I'm thinking about a moneymaker. Jim and I have failed miserably coming up with moneymaker ideas. So
I like the flamethrower. So
I know. But I'm reconsidering something for the draft because I didn't know if these things were going to be allowed. I might get my bike once I get a gel seat and hook up one of those things like the rickshaws where you can give people rides. They sit back in the little thing and you pedal and bring them up there. What do you think?
Yeah. You're going to do it? I would be so tired. I would do like three of them and be like, nope.
Listen, my legs are like pistons. Brittany. I could do this.
I love that.
You want, not on your bike.
Yeah.
No, you need different gears. Do you have,
gears?
Yeah, I think those are different because I've taken those.
So have I. Buddy of mine used to do it.
That's not a bike that he's hooked up to, isn't it?
I thought it was a bike.
I thought.
They do have bikes because I know for sure in Chicago they have the bikes where they take you down and they've got the hookup.
I know they have that, but is that just I don't think that's a regular bike, John. I think that the gearing is a little bit different because you're carrying, 300 pounds? And I don't think you can just.
Well, I'm not taking heavy people.
Well, that's two people at 150.
No, I've got a weight limit.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm too tired.
And I'm going to do it by just sight. Nope. Forget it, buddy.
Yes.
Go somewhere up. Back up. Get out of here. No, you and you, yes, you, no.
Yeah.
Brittany, go have another brat. Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Tips would be great.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't. That would be an interesting way to make some cash.
Are you serious? Like you're serious. You think I'm going to cart your fat butt up? Are you kidding me? No. Where are you from? No. Get out of here.
Get out of my.
How you doing? Come here. I got you.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But that's the way you could make. That's a cash thing, boy. That's
absolutely.
Make sure they pay before they get on.
Absolutely.
Because they jump out.
Seriously. Oh, trust me.
I mean,
yeah, yeah. That won't be a problem.
Okay.
So, Brittany, what's it going to be like this week? Please, it's like I started my little walking program, but the wind has been so bad around here. I just want to go out one really nice 72-degree sunny day. I'm hankering for that.
So, Brittany, I was on a little cruise. They have a walking trail along the boat, around the boat.
Well, that's got to be kind of cool.
It's great. It's on the fifth floor. It's two lanes. You know, one people kind of run, others of
that
us
would
just
be kind of cool, looking at the ocean while you're doing that.
Right. And you go to the aft and whatever, the front and the back. And it's the whole thing. And then you can go up the stairs and they got this health club, which is, it's all free. They got all the machines at the treadmills. They all have windows that look at the ocean.
That's gotta be awesome.
So
truthfully, that sounds cool.
It was so easy to walk. And we did that. I don't know. Was that a lap and a half was a mile? Is that what it was? Anyway, to do 5 miles was so many laps, and that's what most people did. But
you ever do one, Brittany? A cruise?
A cruise? Oh, yes. I love cruises. I mean, I think it's the best vacation because you don't have to plan anything.
It's great.
You just get there. They have the itinerary for you. They've got all the excursions. It's pretty nice.
And
I love cruises. That's
true. And you just go to your calendar, and it's like day one, and it gives you all the options, and you just click what you want to do, and... I agree. There's just not a lot of thought when you take a cruise. Everything is pretty much done for you. So where'd you go?
A true vacation.
Where'd you go, Brittany?
Me? Oh, I have been on a couple of them. Okay. I went down to like the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, all those different Caribbean cruises. Yeah. All that. Where'd you go, Jim? You look wonderful. He's got color on his skin. He looks like he came from the South.
He was in Chernobyl.
Yeah, John. Yeah, we went to...
He and Todd were chasing ghosts in Chernobyl.
We went to the Bahamas.
Jim, don't open that door. We told him not to go in that door. He has nothing to do with it. Putin is around the corner.
Jamaica and Haiti. And then we were cruising for 2-3 days just on the water, which is so much fun. They got, you know, like volleyball in the water and just tons of the adult area for sitting out in the sun. They got kids area and all this free Mexican food, like tacos. That's all free all day. And then ice cream. And it's just, you know, and of course, the drinks were free, too. So
Brittany, I don't want you to leave Civic Media because you're a very important cog. Okay. But I've got a perfect job for you. I don't know if they're hiring for sure, but I got a perfect job for you, and I'm not even joking. Up in Marquette at WLUC TV, which is a great station, I'm telling you.
She's not moving.
Listen to me.
Okay.
They do a morning show, these two girls, if I can say girls. If any woman younger than me, younger than my daughters, I can say girls. Wouldn't you agree?
We're getting older, but yes.
Okay.
But I don't think they like that. It's young ladies.
All right. They host a morning show on TV up there, okay? Which is great. It's called Discover Michigan or Discover the UP or something.
TV show.
Yeah. It's a TV show. Okay, every morning.
Nice.
They are constantly out in the cross-country skiing, tobogganing, off-road biking, kayaking.
Those are my best friends, and I don't even know.
That's what I mean. That their whole thing is getting out every day and doing these outdoor sports up there and outdoor activities, hiking in the ice caves. Honest to goodness. And one of the ladies left. And they're having like different people now come in. And I thought, oh my gosh, Brittany would be the most perfect person for this job I've ever seen.
It kind of would be, Brittany.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not kidding.
I'd be getting paid for doing what I do already. Okay.
Exactly.
And you know the TV thing. You've done that
absolutely.
For a few years.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep, I sure do.
And the one girl that staged, her name is Tia something, and she is just personable. They went to Isle Royale. You know that island out in Lake Superior? It's a national park.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And
yeah,
they were they were taking saunas and jumping in Lake Superior, and moose were walking right through their campsite.
Do they do it all year then, or do they stop after winter?
All year.
Oh, well, Brittany, that's perfect for
you. It would
be
the most perfect job for Brittany I've ever seen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll let you know more about it, okay, Brittany?
For 10%.
Can she stick around and give us a forecast for the week?
No, we don't have time for that.
We didn't get to that.
Stick around.
Okay. It can't be done. And my world is cloudy and gray.
You've gone away. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, here's a fun fact. Did you know that Tuesday, March 25th is the day that a woman would have to work in order to make as much as a man did in 2024? I'm Amanda Nimmer with another new WISCO 411 for you. And Tuesday, March 25th at 4 p.m., you can join the Women's Fund for the Fox Valley Region for Close the Gap on Equal Pay Day at Mondo on the River in Appleton. Come together to raise awareness and show your support for the Women's Fund. Here's to a better future for women and girls. To learn more, go to WGBW.FM and click a events.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor, with Brittany Merlot. Todd.
Yes, sir.
Did you give Jim the breaking news you came in with on Friday?
I did not.
Okay, John said, did you hear? And I'm like, what? Did you hear? And he goes, okay.
But about us. I said, you hear about us?
Yeah.
He goes, no, what? Hang on.
I'm like.
So, besides some other categories, Mino and the Mayor are up for best morning show in Wisconsin.
Again. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know we're all kind of surprised by that. But and just so you know, the show that was entered was your birthday show last year.
Oh, that was fun. Well, you guys worked really hard on it. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that
so we're not inviting you guys because I did all the work. So I'll, if you win, I'll have the award.
We won't have to do the walk of shame again.
That was one of my best. All right.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, so this week, it looks like it's up and down. And I did look at the break 30 days out. It looks like it's going to be like maybe rainy, but 56. 56 is
that.
Like, man, that's not.
See?
26.
So in the 50s. Yeah. Where did you get this information, though? I'm curious.
Oh, I just Googled. I just Googled 30-day forecast.
You Googled it? Okay. And AI.
Is this your worst time of the year, Brittany?
What do you mean? Because like, I can't do anything outside? Because it's mud season?
Yeah.
The mud season.
Yeah. It just is, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I hate spring. Everyone loves spring. And I'm like, wait, why?
I hate spring.
But you know why people love spring is because winter's over and summer's coming. They don't love the season of spring. People wouldn't move to a place if it was always spring. People would move to a place where it's always summer.
Okay.
People move where it's always winter. People move to a place where it's always fall.
Let me just say this, though. So I grew up, where basketball season was very, 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 very important, okay? So then once the basketball, I will say this, it's extending a lot longer than it used to, the college season and everything like that, and even the high school season. But what I'm saying is once that's over, where I grew up, April was horrific. April was a terrible, terrible month. So it's like, okay, we got through winter, but it's still winter. Yeah. And you'd see, you'd turn on the TV and you'd see these baseball games in all these other areas of the world. And when you're in the UP, you're still isolated from, and you there's nothing to watch on TV. There's no sports going on that you like. You know, it's one of, and you can't get outside. So that's why I think I've always hated spring. You're just like staring out the window, like, I want to get out there.
Right. You're, yeah. Right. Your fix is not around.
Yes, exactly.
But
exactly.
Doesn't baseball open up?
Well, but I mean, not on UP. You know what I mean? If I was someplace where I could get out and throw the ball around, it'd be awesome. But where I was from, the weather used to be, and this is one of those old, where I was from, it was.
No, you're right.
But I swear,
though.
The UP, the weather used to be so much worse than it is now.
It just everywhere. Was. It just was. Yeah. I mean, I remember driving. Yeah, it was much worse.
I mean, April was considered a part of winter almost. Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This week, though. You told me I could put my snowblower away, and I kind of did. I didn't like.
Brittany told you that.
She did.
Yeah.
And I haven't used it.
When are you going to start trusting me instead of her?
God. I did have to call.
At least when it comes to weather.
I did have to call somebody about shoveling because I didn't want to get fined from the city. So when I read
Why didn't you call me?
Because I needed to have it done in 12 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it got done.
Sorry. Oh, so the city makes you do that? See, that's the best part about the woods is you can leave your driveway icy.
Yeah.
You can leave it how you want.
No,
hey, Brittany. Oh, my God.
If you don't do it, they come and do it, but
Brittany,
they charge
Brittany,
you a fortune.
Brittany, oof. Do you do anything? Yeah. Do you ever go up and hike Ontonagon County?
Yes, I've been there. Yeah,
beautiful area, beautiful on the lake,
beautiful,
unbelievable. You know what the DNR released the other day? Pictures of at least two, maybe three, mountain lion cubs born in the wild in Ontonagon County. First time that's ever been spotted because they always say, well, they're just passing through from Canada to North Dakota, and you know, following the deer and things like that. Now it shows there's a mama and a papa up there in the UP,
honey. Let's stay
and having babies.
Yeah. This is our new home, kids.
We've got them.
Isn't that something?
That is awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's not awesome if you're out walking the woods by yourself and it's kind of getting dark and all of a sudden you hear a little something in the background. Right. Yeah.
But Brittany, the reason I know about this shoveling is that the guy shoveled, because I missed it one time. It was $45, half hour. So I wrote to DPW, I'm like, since when do we pay our people $90 an hour? You know what I mean? I thought that was a little rich.
I would do it for $90 an hour.
Yeah, right?
I'd do it for $45 an hour. I'd do it for $20.
I kind of forgot about it. I don't know what I did. I was gone. But anyway, this time I called somebody. I'm like, look, get over and shovel my sidewalks. Not the driveway, the sidewalks, because the people walk and the post office people, they complain a lot.
Okay, what if it's an elderly lady and she can't do it?
No,
what do you do?
No, it's the fine, John. It's that is like, there's no...
There's no humanity.
No, there's no
in
humanity.
Politics.
Not, I'll say basically. Pay the fine, Grandma.
Anyway, Brittany, tell us about this week.
Yeah,
what do we
us
got
a forecast.
Going on?
Brittany, can we had you Sunny? Up for half an hour?
Yeah,
give
come
us
on.
A forecast.
We've been waiting.
We got stuff to do, Brittany.
Yeah,
we're
a big
busy
show
guys.
Here. We got a big show.
We're nominated. You're on an award nomination.
So was I.
Enough about good. Okay, enough about
that.
What was she nominated for?
The weather.
Were you, Brittany? Tell us.
Actually, it was just like the weather stories. I did one on like a cranberry hard freeze.
That was my favorite.
Mine too.
New Wisco weekend. I think my EAA story
was
featured there.
That was great.
That was good. That one we did here.
Best online personality. Best web story.
Whoa,
we got that. We got that.
The best. Say that again. What was it?
Uh-oh. Whoa. Online personality or something
How
like that?
How can they have a personality online? I could be somebody cool online.
I think you have to be a cool person in real life before you can be a cool person online.
Can't
just
sit here.
Right?
There's always a catch. There is always a catch. That's how they get you.
Yeah, can't be in your
My mom always
your
said that there's
basement.
Always a catch. It seems great, but no, there's something else.
You're so funny.
Fine friend. Okay, quickly, the week. Today's Monday. What's going to happen?
Here we go. Breezy today. We are going to get to 40 degrees. It is going to stay cloudy, unfortunately, and that snow should be done by 9 or 10 o'clock. So, as we go through tomorrow, sunny, calm, low 40s. We'll hit the mid 40s on Wednesday, low 50s on Thursday. Sun is still shining bright. But then the weekend hits Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The sun goes away. It starts raining. We're looking at a good half inch to an inch of rain all weekend long. Highs in those mid to low 40s. So kind of dreary, but hey, it's not snow.
Right. All right, I'll take it. I'm
glad we waited so long to hear that. Wow. Okay. Thanks for bringing us down.
I know.
Oh, hey, personality of the year.
I know. Whoa.
Wow. Might want to work on that, Brittany. Might
want to
work on that. All
no
right. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, deportation flights resumed as nearly 200 Venezuelans arrived in Caracas. Today, a three-judge panel in Washington will hear arguments over the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
President Trump escalates his feud with federal judge James Boasberg, calling Boasberg a constitutional disaster on social media. Boasberg has set a hearing for today to, quote, get to the bottom of whether the administration ignored his order to turn around flights bound for El Salvador carrying Venezuelan immigrants.
The administration says it acted lawfully. Talks have resumed in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, focused on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine not present at these talks. And genealogy company 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. California's attorney general reminded consumers of their right to delete genetic information. This is ABC News.